Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Sporting Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, shit, here we go. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. Get out of bed, bitches. Your life is about to fucking change. Another Real Ass Podcast brought to you by Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom.
Probably.
Yeah, if you guys want to get fucked up on gas station sludge heroin, Yo Kratom. That's where you go. That was a free ad right there for them. Why not? I'm just giving them out today. They're very generous mood today on this Monday. And I have a lot of bones to pick. I'm picking some bones today.
Oh God!
Bone picking.
You got boners to pick?
I'm gonna bone. It's boner. You know, it's boner picking time.
It's boner picking season.
This could be a new segment on the show. Boner picking time. We're gonna talk about that. International superstar Zach Amico, my brother from another mother, my co-host, my man who's got a fucking chili dog on his hat. I love it.
Thank you. I feel good today, man.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's going on? What makes you feel good?
I don't know.
You got the vaccine?
I got the first one.
Thank God. We've all been thinking it. We've been like, you know what?
I did just ask him. I was like, the first thing I asked him when I walked in, I was like, hey, are you signed up?
Thank fucking God. Every time we went on the road, I felt bad. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. This is the one.
I made it.
Yeah, I know you did, dude. It's one of the reasons why I say pandemic. Every time somebody says the word pandemic, I just respond automatically with plandemic. I told my son to do that to his mother. I was like, if your mother says pandemic, just say plandemic and then roll your eyes and walk away and see what she says.
You should respond with plan B.
Look, we have a great show planned today. Obviously, it's Monday, so we don't fuck around. We come out the gate strong. You guys know her from her podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, my former arch nemesis, Corinne Fisher.
Hi. I mean, you're still trying to start shit with me. I see the way that you intro Christina when she's on.
What?
I believe the direct quote was, if you can stomach Corinne, you're going to love Christina. not that I've been thinking about it.
I forgot that I said that.
I didn't, because you know what? Your fans are narcs and they always fucking tell me. And then I go, I got to check. Every
would you rather have that or Dylan awkwardly hit on you?
No. I mean, I've already talked to him about that.
Let me tell you something. You guys need to stop fucking narking.
Yeah.
We would take it further. The problem is it's so easy to clip fucking clips and send them to people now. It's like, if you guys keep narking on us, we can't make those jokes. You guys fucking idiots.
That's true. They're not incentivizing us to talk shit. That's
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. Everyone's like, Mark Norman's being a pussy. I was like, no, you guys are going to narc Mark Norman out and fucking tweet at Amy Schumer. And
Mark Norman.
Somebody called her fat in a fucking milk commercial. And then he loses the relationship because you guys are narcs. You can't just laugh at the joke. You got to be part of it.
Yeah.
You got to try to change history.
They also forget we see each other around the city.
Yeah.
If you call Amy fat, then you have to, she's a woman and you have to see her later and she's not going to be bummed.
Yeah, that's something that we remember. I mean, I'm being tagged in brackets. I know everything that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was no secret though.
You beat Christina in our funnier comedian.
Yeah,
bracket.
I mean, I watched, I get the whole bit. I get it.
Yeah.
Very funny, Louis.
So say, look, you
really
loved it.
Did I love it? No.
You loved it.
I don't love pitting women against each other in a colleague relationship, but that's fine.
Dude,
you do you.
We should just take over that fucking bit. If Legion of Skanks isn't going to do it, we should just do the bit here.
Why Legion of Skanks didn't stop?
We didn't finish it because then fucking Becky started getting all pussied out and she was like, I don't think we should. And I was like, I'm not going to argue with you guys over fucking a dumb bit that wasn't that funny to begin with. But that's what we do on this show, is dumb bits that aren't that funny to begin with.
So I feel like
that was the original title.
Yeah, Real Ass Podcast. I kid. I'm kidding, obviously. None of this happened. Ladies and gentlemen, also from the Without a Country podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Also from the Cowboys podcast. Is that Cowboy Boys.
That's okay, though.
No, it's about the Dallas Cowboys.
Dude.
It's all day Dallas Cowboys. Every day it's Dallas Eaton, Dallas Brunch Spots.
Dallas BBQ.
Do you like
doing comedy at 3 in the morning?
Yeah. Is that all? That's what I imagine every restaurant in Dallas is. It's just a Dallas BBQ.
Dallas is actually very nice. You've never been there?
Tell us.
What? About the podcast?
About Dallas.
Dallas? Well, you're the expert. I've been there one time.
You do a podcast about it.
It's good. No, it's great. I was so passionate about it after I went.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Shane Smith.
it's nothing. Dallas fucking sucks, by the way. For real.
What?
Not a fan.
Dallas is decent.
No,
okay.
Houston, Austin, Corpus Christi was really bad. What am I saying?
I had one of my favorite shows of all time in Dallas.
Did you?
Yeah.
We'll have to go back and figure it out because I did not have a good time.
It was super
the
nice.
Donkey had a good show, too.
Look, we have a great show planned today. It really is. There's a lot of news, a lot of stuff to talk about, which is great. We have some games to play, which is going to be fun.
Mm. You're in another feud with someone I see.
Who am I in a feud with?
I'm not naming names, but is it?
Who am I in a feud with?
the one Mike Racine started.
Oh, with Ellery Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not a feud.
That's a
side quest.
That is just like a funny little thing that's happening. We are talking about it on today's show, but that's not.
I figured. That's why I'm in no feud. Prepared.
I chimed in. A day and a half after it all went down, I didn't even see that this bitch was getting trolled by Shane Gillis fans, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, fuck, this is like fucking 30 hours ago. I can't chime in now. This is so after the fact.
You tried to stop yourself, and then you were like, retweet, slut!
Yeah, no, I did. And
have you ever woke up and like not been mad at someone?
I'm going to give myself credit here. You're right, Corinne, because I think I restarted it.
Nice.
I think it was dying down, and then I was like, I can't miss it. Where the fuck was I? I was playing Fortnite and Warzone, and I missed all this.
It's part of your charm that you're always mad at someone. It's very sweet. I've come to enjoy it.
Thank you, and I'm not mad at this woman. I don't know who she is. She's fucking hot as shit. She's very funny in my bracket. Pull up some pictures of Ellery Smith.
Oh, I see. You said she was very funny. I get it now. We're still doing that bit.
She's hilarious.
Right. Okay.
So
I know. I follow her.
Do you follow? Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I follow her.
Fucking funny ass broad. She's hot.
You guys see?
I can't even continue to say she's funny.
I was like, you guys see what
mouth,
we're doing here?
My mouth just said it.
Do you see how funny Natalie Cuomo looks on the cover of that magazine?
Oh, Natalie Cuomo was so funny in that new magazine.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Everyone... I was going to buy you a copy, but it was $20 with $10 shipping.
Well, that's psychotic. I'm not going to buy a copy when everyone's just DMing me the images.
I wanted you to have a physical one.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Look. I don't know what to do about it.
There's just a lot of funny female comedians.
There's a lot of funny female comics.
I thought you were talking about print dying, not naked comedians. I thought you were lamenting the death of print media.
Look, I didn't even care. Okay, my girlfriend. I have to hide a picture that people are DMing me of Natalie Cuomo's breasts from my girlfriend. But go buy it. Go buy it. What is
it? Yeah, no, good for you.
What is the thing?
It's called Stag.
Stag. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a biker magazine. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Natalie Cuomo. You rule.
She is awesome.
She's the best.
She's really cool.
She's a cool, funny chick. Leave her alone, Corinne.
I'm not doing
why are you hating on a fellow female comedian? She's hilarious.
Oh, boy. All right.
Damn funny.
Don't you mean girls, this poor woman.
Oh,
she's trying
Jesus
to just be
Christ.
Funny out there.
She's trying to be fucking hilarious on a motorcycle.
Yep.
Wearing cool clothes.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing cool clothes, right?
I'm super pro nudity, so.
Hell yeah. Good.
Get nude, guys.
Not us. You don't want to see us.
What?
That's
no.
Disgusting.
Stop.
I love nudes from men.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Is that real?
You heard it here first,
yeah, everyone. Go ahead and send them over to her.
No,
go ahead. She already said it.
People I know, I have a joke about it. I truly do, because a lot of straight women don't like dick pics, and I don't understand why. I like them. I just don't like reused dick pics. That's my main problem. When you know, and especially like being a female comedian, a lot of us have shared dicks, and so we see that like people are sending the same dick selfie, and that's really fucked up.
Sometimes you just got a great one, though.
I understand
By the
that,
way, are
but...
you seeing my face right now? Like Chris D'Elia when he found out that you could Save the images on Snapchat. I was like, what?
You guys, we share them.
You guys share them? No.
Yeah, of course.
No.
Yeah, because there's two ways to go when you find out you fuck the same person. That's either that you fucking don't talk to each other ever again, or you trade secrets. And I am always on the side of trading secrets. So.
I bet you are. You fucking whores. You guys are fucking pigs. You make me sick. We should objectify them. Why are we not objectifying female comedians? It's ridiculous.
It's something we really got to get on.
I'm sorry, dude.
I mean, we're not usually known for our looks, I think, is the reason we're not being objectified.
No, the ones that I know. Anyway, Ellery Smith, she's this bitch from L.A., right? I believe L.A.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never met her in real life.
She tweets out originally this shit, which is, let's see. Should I pull up the original tweet that she tweeted out?
So glad I prepared for this. I knew this was going to happen today.
Right here. Remember when someone had their SNL offer revoked after using an anti-Asian slur and so many people thought it was an overreaction? Hateful language begets violence. Hateful jokes beget violence. They minimize and they dehumanize and they allow for the normalization of terror. Hell yeah. She's so cute that I'm like, all right, whatever. Let her say what she's got to say.
She's so cute that you agree with that
sentiment. I'm like, hell yeah. All right, fuck it. She's making some points.
Lewis shows up to a date with a Stop Asian Hate t-shirt.
I mean, come on. There are people who are out there hating these Asian people.
Right.
I mean, are they, though?
I mean, yeah.
Nobody's hating Asian people. Dude.
No, I think they are in little ways. That's why it's been able to go on for so long.
They started a pandemic and we're still cool with them.
What? People didn't start a pandemic.
We're chilling. I got one of them behind the fucking ones and twos over here. Welcome to Paco and his guest. His guest.
Second chair.
I producer position.
Did not know there was an Asian guy behind me, which is kind of how they do it. Right?
I know.
They
sneak. He wasn't there. He just showed up silently.
Yeah.
Oh, like, dear.
He's also Hawaiian, which I don't know if that is actually Asian.
Pacific Islander.
And I was going to say, if your name's Paco, Paco, it's not your real name. Okay, that's what I was going to check. Okay.
Paco's crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon, how do you feel about how Paco's doing so far? We're gonna check in throughout the show and see how Paco's doing. Also, Paco has a bit or two planned for the show and his guests and his journey to become the second chair producer on the Real Ass Podcast, which is a fucking honorable position here at the Gas Digital Network. This is a big fucking show.
People don't
give Real Ass Podcast the credit that it deserves. You know,
I saw you charting top 200 comedy podcasts on iTunes, and I was like surprised. Surprised that I texted you.
See?
Yeah.
Every podcast that I'm involved in is in the top 200 on comedy podcasts.
Good.
Every podcast.
You're very good at podcasting.
I'm the common denominator. By the way, that was my new nickname that I gave myself that I forgot about until just this very moment.
The common denominator?
The common fucking denominator. Luis J. Gomez.
The common Dominican, yeah. Luis J. Gomez.
God damn it, Zach. He's in. Put him on the board. Fuck, dude. People are so happy that Dylan was fired. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. Back to Ellery.
Well, maybe
Smith.
He can finish my merch line, then.
Yeah. You know, that's exactly where he's at.
Good.
Ellery also, I don't know who she is, but she is very fucking cute.
Oh, I thought we were doing the funny thing still.
No, she's funny. Okay. She's hilarious. Sure. Okay. There's nobody in the world named Ellery that isn't from a billion-dollar family. Like, that is a rich, privileged bitch name. I don't give a fuck. No way. There's no way she does not come from fucking money. There's no way her dad doesn't fucking support her. I don't give a shit that I'm generalizing. Her name is Ellery Smith.
No, I agree. It sounds like she grew up in the Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
It's like she's the next generation Eloise. Poor little rich girl. Yeah,
doggy,
I agree.
That is a fuck. Look at her. Look how rich she is. So hot. I love her.
She's so rich. She doesn't even need to open her eyes
in
photos.
Let me say this very clearly. Fuck Shane Gillis. Fuck Shane. This bitch is right. She's right. Shane is racist. Have you ever talked to him off microphone? He's an actual racist. She's right.
Well, if we're generalizing, Shane is from Philadelphia.
Exactly. So. He's a retarded fucking 300-pound gorilla from Philadelphia.
Okay. All right.
I have no argument against that.
Yeah. So she's fucking, damn, she's fucking funny. Hell yeah.
It is pretty. I like the bit now.
Where is she? Bring her back. I was mad at her before I saw her. God damn. That picture's just okay. That's she looks semi funny there. She looks like she's doing okay. That's a good one.
You like that one, but with the eyes closed, better than the other. That's a real conversation starter. That, well, your thoughts
how,
on women.
That's how I try to hook up with her when her eyes are closed.
Her eyes are closed. Her mouth is closed.
She's fucking hot.
Ooh, what a hot photo.
Is she fun? Can we see her stand up comedy? Let's see it. And all right, so regardless, while she's pulling that up, let's continue with these tweets. Okay, so. You know, I'm 30 hours late to the party. It's like when somebody sees, like somebody starts talking about the Sopranos now, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Which I've never seen, and people always get butthurt about.
I tried to watch it with my girlfriend. I've seen the first season. I was like, I don't even remember it. I tried to watch it with my chick, and she's like, that's just so, like, whatever. And I was like, why? Please watch it with me. And she just wouldn't.
Okay.
All right.
She refused.
What's your deal?
Shannon, put a pin in it. We're going to talk about my girlfriend and the problem.
Oh, okay.
The problem that I have with her today. It's going to become a new segment on the show. My fucking problem with my chick.
Whoa, what a surprise. What a new segment. We've never heard you have a problem with a woman before.
You know what? Fuck you.
I love the delay.
None of my sound effects are done with any sort of...
We have that problem on our show, too. And I go, oh, that's just the guest digital way. That's nice.
Yeah. The gas digital way. So I guess people started tweeting at her, right?
Yeah. And yeah, like they do. Like, of course, it's a hot take.
Right.
Yeah, be like, fuck you, you know, whatever. And then they started digging up her tweets. So this chick also, like any young dumb comedian, just wrote a bunch of dumb racist tweets on Twitter. At
Who
one point.
Who hasn't?
It's from 2013, I mean, to be clear. That's a really long time ago.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure if you guys understand
time. Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, no, I know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, it still doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter in the woke world that they have created. So, I mean, I understand what everyone is doing. It's like serving you a dish of what you're serving other people.
Of course. So, but nobody actually really gives a shit.
I know.
She won't lose anything. They're not even that racist, the tweets.
No, she's not. Yeah.
What were some of her racist tweets?
That's such a Lewis comment. They're
yeah, she
that
tweeted,
racist.
Homemade pad thai. Didn't put my cat in it, though.
I mean, it got a little bit of something out of me.
That's
funny. But that's not even a Thai stereotype. She's mixing up Asians.
Yeah, that's
so it's like
the most racist
It's
part.
Doubly racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's stupid. There's more, right? Pull up more of her racist tweets.
They were pretty
more
weak.
More of her racist tweets.
There are people with dreadlocks in my apartment.
All right, well,
I don't feel safe.
That one's Is that that's real just... or Photoshop?
No, that's real. That's hilarious. Oh,
she's
that's...
pretty hot.
All right.
Yeah, she's so hot, though.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah. I don't care. I don't care.
Seems like she might have a podcast on Guest Digital
yeah,
soon,
let's
to
go.
Be honest.
Let's see. What else is
that there? One was wild. I didn't. That one actually was pretty racist.
This one's not racist. This is anti-gay, I guess. Amy was doing an panic and just yelled gay the entire time.
I agree with that one.
Yeah. Go ahead. I am wary of trannies.
Oh, my God.
Because most of them make it better looking the woman than I do.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is this real?
Well, she did say tranny. You can't say tranny.
Yeah, but in 2014, you could say tranny.
You can say tranny right now. We just said tranny.
Well, okay.
Tranny, tranny, tranny. It's like bomb on a plane. Tranny on a plane.
You perform on planes?
2 Chainz looks like Whoopi Goldberg. That's just funny. I'm a fan.
Dude, I mean, honestly.
Fuck Shane Gillis.
Please wear an Ellery Smith t-shirt on
Doggy,
the show.
I'm dead ass. Can we get me an Ellery Smith t-shirt?
I would love to see
I'm
that.
A fucking fan of this bitch. Can we see some more pictures of her, too?
Her people will send you a cease and desist.
Whatever, dude. She rules. Shane's getting a taste of his own medicine. You know, Shane's out there bullying people. Sometimes people got to fucking give it back to Shane.
Right.
He's had it too good for too long.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Preaching
yeah.
to the choir, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
so
yeah.
Funny.
Fucking hilarious. So fucking funny. She rules.
Oh, God.
I still think the yellow dress is her funniest picture.
Yo, yellow dress, she looks fucking hilarious in. Stop hating, Corinne.
I'm not hating. I'm just literally trying not to start a feud with someone I've never met.
Ellery?
Yeah.
Oh, she's cool. She'd be your friend.
I don't know cool after chick. This appearance she will
she's,
be.
I'm being nice to her.
She's cool as hell.
I fucking love this bitch.
Okay.
Hell yeah, Ellery. Fuck yeah, you fucking look hilarious on the beach.
That's a pretty funny picture.
Yeah. Pretty funny, hilarious picture.
Yeah, she looks really funny there, I will admit. Damn. I'm trying not to make eye contact with it. But...
I can't stop laughing.
Doggy, she rules, and I love her. So All right, real quick, we must thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com. They are the marquee sponsor for everything around here, essentially. I mean, they support this show and almost every other show on the network. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest this year. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. They sell you wholesale price Kratom, $60 kilo. You can't get a kilo of anything for $60. It's fucking incredible. If you guys don't know, do a little research on Kratom. I'm not telling you to start Kratom habit, but it may help you out. Maybe you're already using Kratom. I know Shannon uses it. Metzger's a big fan of Yo Kratom as well. Yo Kratom has helped out a lot of people that are involved with this network. So make sure you go to YoKratom.com and grab it from them. Okay. Where were we? Okay. All right. What else? Was there anything else involved there?
I mean,
there wasn't a lot of meat to that bit.
Yeah. No. Somebody wants to know if they there's any pictures of her feet. That's fucking crazy.
I mean, she's 100% on WikiFeet.
Yeah. The picture of the yellow dress had her feet in it.
That's what Tim Dillon tweeted. I imagine Ms. Smith will not be resigning over her Thai people eat dogs tweet and giving her lucrative writing job to a woman of color, which I imagine is where her progressive earnings should logically end. Yeah, I love watching Tim. Tim's great. You know, the Ellery Smiths, never heard of her, and no one else has, of the world, tell us that they're on a journey, and they're pure and righteous and good. Anything offensive they said is part of their journey. If we say something offensive, it's an evidence of evil. That seems strange. I mean, it really is. That's the funny part. Like, the reason people even care, because nobody gives a fuck about what she said, but it's just the hypocrisy.
Yeah, no one's actually mad. It's just like, you can't be so self-righteous if we can find receipts, as I like to say, in your tweets. So we've all said shit that's insensitive.
I don't even think I've tweeted anything that fucked up. Can you search Asian words and me on Twitter and see what I said about Asian, like Chinese?
Yeah, just anything racist you can think of.
There's no way I've tweeted jink. That would be crazy. I remember
I would bet good money that you tweeted it.
$20 now that you've tweeted jink during the Jeremy Lin thing.
100% you've tweeted that.
Doggy, I remember what was the one?
You didn't make a joke about the chink thing during Jeremy Lin? The chink in the armor?
Maybe, but there was one thing. There was a rapper that died.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
What was his fucking name? And I made a very funny joke on Facebook. Yeah, it was like Little Chinky.
Yeah, no, I remember this.
He Asian?
And I was like, it was a rapper named Little Chinky or something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I put this on Facebook and I got banned from Facebook for this. I said, survived by his cousin's porch monkey.
Whatever
the other name was.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I remember.
Christ,
yeah,
Lewis.
That I did. Yeah, that was something. But I don't know if I tweeted it. Search Lewis J. Gomez and porch monkey. I could have tweeted that. Wait, it was 2014. We didn't know.
I know.
We didn't know.
The worst part about seeing tweets from back then is it's not even the racism. It's just getting one like in 2014. Yeah. It's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Brutal. That's how it was, though.
Let's see.
Back in the day, man.
Let's see.
So far, no chink and no porch monkey.
All right, what about...
Isn't that fun that you can say that at work,
Chinese,
Shannon?
Chinese, ding dong, ring wrong.
Oh my God.
What?
Fa ra 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 ra.
Losing him Asian.
Paco, if you want to chime in at any point, just to really...
Please.
Paco, if you want to gong in at any point.
You just want to help us out.
Paco, please.
Oh my God.
I like having Paco around, making Asian jokes. He's not even Asian. He's like, it's like I'm not even Puerto Rican. He's the same amount of Asian that I am Puerto Rican, but I get away with all the shit I say.
Yeah, if you were smart, you would hire someone from every ethnic background, I guess, digital, and then be in the clear, and then just send whoever to the press conference for whatever you're in trouble for that week.
I feel like someone from every ethnicity does work at Gas Digital.
Chinese place in my neighborhood is giving out menus to trick-or-treaters. Savage. That was true.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was just
baller ass move on their part.
That's just what they did.
Yeah, that's not racist.
Fucking wild.
Oh, hello, children. Do you like orange chicken? Tell your parents.
Paying a Chinese woman 50 cents a minute to rub my disgusting feet right now. If it were possible, I'd feel bad. That's just a great tweet. Can you retweet it from my own Twitter right now? This is all before I had any following on Twitter. That should have gotten more.
Okay, well, the only I'm not saying that all Chinese people are rude, just the ones that I've met.
All old Chinese people.
Sorry.
You know what? That holds up.
That is 100% true. Old Chinese people are god-awful. God awful. I'll say it right
now.
I'll tweet it right now. I'll tweet it in 2021.
Okay.
That was 2012. What else did I tweet in 2012?
That's a long time ago, too.
I like the Happy New Year non-Jews or Chinese. Everyone but us, huh?
Well, because he's saying that we celebrate a different New Year. He's not saying like, oh, I'm not wishing you a happy New Year.
No, I took it personally.
I get it.
No, I took it personally.
That one makes sense.
Dude, this is an old as dude, Netflix, before it was all streaming. You remember 2000 what it was like, their instant queue? So Netflix instant queue is like a Chinese buffet if they only serve packets of soy sauce and brown rice. That's a fucking solid tweet from that time.
2021, Lewis, know that it's spelt with a Q?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Having an argument with K for AMs, do you tip when you pick up Chinese food? No, of course not.
When you pick up food,
yeah, you tip lower than you would if they deliver, but
I still stand by this. Why would I tip when I pick it up?
Now you tip.
I've always tipped like at least 10% when I pick up.
Oh, during the pandemic?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
because of what the government did to them. Because
there's like, yeah, suffering.
Let's see.
Oh, this one might be.
Which one?
China Zoo faces uproar after African lion revealed to be a dog. China faces uproar after Chinese people revealed to be fucking retarded.
That's a pretty straightforward joke.
All right.
Hilarious.
There you go.
I love you enjoying your own
God,
jokes.
I'm awesome, doggy. You know what?
2013.
This is a new segment on the show. Write it down, where we explore a topic that I've tweeted about in the past. I rule. I stand by all this.
If anyone's going to be canceled, that's Bum Taint from that who replied to the tweet.
No. So what Bum Taint was talking about, go back to that. This was me being racist.
Oh, if you could go back to Bum Taint, please, Shannon.
So Bum Taint, K Vazzy, mad love to K Vazzy, who's from Florida. I was with Kim in Florida and bugs ate my legs alive. It was like crazy. Okay. It was like some sort of like mosquitoes, nosiums or whatever. But he wrote it might be chiggers, because chiggers is something that I guess that they get down there, and then I responded to chiggers as a Chinese blacks.
Oh, okay.
That's actually racist, he
was saying just like
a thing,
a fact,
that's real, yeah,
like a thing an entomologist would say. You were the racist
right
one, the whole time.
I didn't get the local reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should have known that somehow only Lewis would be in the wrong on that one.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I should have known that.
I stand by all this. And Ellery Smith is a beautiful baby girl, and she should be
okay,
left
then
alone.
Now it got weird.
She should be left alone. Don't fucking tweet at Ellery. I didn't realize what we were dealing with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's hot.
Okay.
We need to go back to a time when we let hot girls say retarded shit without any fucking repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we being uppity fucking assholes here?
Right.
We're being hypocrites. Hell yeah. Ellery, you rule.
Real knee slapper.
Yes. I would slap my knee if I were around her.
Right. Okay.
That's it. That's all I'll say about her.
Okay.
No need to attack.
No.
People thought my take was going to be like, fuck this bitch. No. Fuck Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Fuck Shane and his racist ass.
He's got to be stopped.
The
monster.
Maniac.
Okay. What else? What else is going on here? Okay, so my girlfriend. Oh.
Seems like it's going well as usual, Lewis.
It's going well. It's actually one of the most normal relationships
I've
ever
had. I was like, don't say healthy, because I know both of you.
No,
I
it's
won't
healthy.
Even accept that.
It's healthy.
Normal's
it's a healthy
okay.
relationship. It's normal. She's a sweet girl. She's really good with my son. So good that I trust his life with her sometimes. Like the other day when I said, hey, she was like, oh, I was having a fat day. Okay, this is also, guys, I've given up on my intermittent fasting. I'm now back to keto. I'm doing a 15-day keto challenge. If anyone wants to join me, straight up getting to ketosis in the next couple days.
Keto's great.
You'll see on Wednesday.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it
keto's
is.
Keto's a rock.
For short fucking bursts.
People rubber band so hard.
You rubber band so hard, bitch.
I use it for maintenance, but my doctor recommended it because I have insulin resistance. So
okay, well.
But I wouldn't recommend it for anyone. You know, no diet's good for anyone.
Insulin resistance, is that just a goth way of saying diabetes?
No, it's not diabetes. I actually asked the endocrinologist the same thing. I was like, do I have diabetes?
Endocrinologist, is that just a goth way of saying?
No, it's a person who handles
metal bands.
Didn't go to see endocrinologist at the Stone Pony this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are insulin resistance.
That sounds great, actually, yeah.
Ah, shit. Yeah, no, I'm doing keto for the next 15 days before I go to Jamaica. because what happens is during my intermittent fasting, I was having these days or having these moments where it would be in the middle of the day. I'm like, it's feasting time. I guess it's time where I could eat 30 cookies. And then I would eat them. And I sent my girlfriend. This is my fault, I'll say. Okay? Because the first time I just sent her to go get cookie dough.
You sent her?
I sent her. I was like, I really
treat her like an assistant?
I was like, I really want cookies, babe. Can you go get... And it's cook. Look, I'm not telling her to get the fucking ingredients for cookies from scratch, which is what a real woman would do.
Okay.
But I'm allowing her to simply get cookie dough. Pre-made cookie. Not even... Let
You're
me say
allowing
this.
Her?
This is... And I love my girlfriend. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to shit on her because she's going to hear this and she's going to get mad at me. Mm-hmm. But... This is how
Good
bad
she
is.
Didn't hear about Natalie Cuomo's boobs earlier in the
Shut up.
Show.
This is the segment she's going to listen to. Don't mention the earlier segment, you dickhead.
I didn't know you just cut it up and like let her see
she's
what segment.
She's
going
to fast forward to her
allowed.
Hear her own voice, I'm sure. Okay? So this is
Here, let's make a mark for her.
This is what a bad listen to me. This is what a bad cook she is. Because not only was she not cooking cookies from scratch, but she got the cookie dough that was already pre-cut into the sections. Like, it's not even the cookie dough where you could fucking, like, you have to at least choose your own size or any of this. This is you can't fuck up this cookie dough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She still fucked up those cookies.
How?
At one point, I looked at the tray, and it was like, they were different, like, I almost have to, like, because you know how it's, like serrated, essentially.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's cut into squares.
Yeah.
So you just peel them apart like cheesy bread.
I don't know how she did it, but they were all Frankenstein. It was wild.
Sounds like someone's resentful, and she's just grabbing handfuls of cookie dough.
Maybe.
And just throwing it on the pan.
Slabbing it on.
Wiping her ass on it, whatever people do.
Regardless, I send her for cookies. She goes and she comes back with no problem. I didn't have enough cookies. This is why I say it's my fault. Because I sent her back.
You didn't have enough cookies. You weren't satisfied.
You sent her away, away on a quest to the grocery store.
Are you okay?
She got out of her car, went into the grocery store, found cookie dough, brought it back, bought it, drove home, cooked it. Yeah. Watched you eat all of them. I'm gonna guess.
Well, my son had a few. My niece had a few. These were, you know, those people. It was 24 cookies.
Okay.
I was responsible for at least a dozen of the eating.
Did she have a cookie?
Oh, she had some cookies.
Okay.
She enjoyed those cookies.
What was the size?
What
show
type
with
of
your
monster
hands?
Would I be?
And then afterwards, how long? Monster? What was the turnaround between you being like, oh, I need more? Was it immediate?
Hold on. I need to give Zach a Zach a snake for that because I just said, what kind of monster would I be? And he just quietly said, a cookie monster? Ah, fuck. So I sent her back.
Immediately?
Yeah. As soon as those cookies were done, I was like, babe, we got to have more cookies. And I also critiqued the way she made them. I was like, you can probably leave them in the oven for another minute this time. They were a little too soft. Also my problem, because I'm just fat, and as soon as they come out, I'm like, I need them.
Yeah, you have to let them set, and then they won't be soft anymore.
The time it takes them to set is the biggest amount of torture in a fat guy's life.
Do
you have a cooling tray?
What?
Does it make them set faster?
Yes, that's the point of it.
What?
Yeah.
You make this poor girl have to go to cooling train.
I know.
Stop making errands.
But she didn't have to go to Crate and Barrel after this episode.
So I send her in my car. She doesn't have a car. So I send her in my car, the Audi. And
what happened to her car? She
doesn't have a car.
She lives in the city.
So she brings my son with her, and they come back in, and my son runs into the living room, and she's like, Dad, Karen crashed the car. It's all fucked up. He didn't say that exactly, but he said it's close to that.
Okay.
Like, that's essentially
paraphrasing.
That's what he was saying. Like, that's how I interpret it. By the way, I interpret what James says in Cute Little Kid just the way that I would say it.
Yeah.
You know? So if he's like, hey, Dad, I'm really hungry, I'm like, I'm fucking starving, bro. Let's go.
Dad, you brought crashed the car.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. So I was like, what? And she's like, no, it's fine. No, he's kidding. And then I look at him, and I was like, are you kidding? And he's like, yeah, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck is going on with my car right now? So I run outside and I look, and she was going to lie. She really was trying to like play it down.
How would you not notice?
She didn't crash the car. Right. What she did was she went over the curb like a woman. Like a fucking woman.
Like a hilarious being.
I was going to say, she sounds funny.
sounds pretty funny.
Doggy, she fucking went over the curb and my fucking tire and my whole rim is all scratched up. The whole, like, I don't even understand. How do you scrape the whole rim all the way around?
So she's riding the curb. It's fucking... She's like grinded the car. Is that what?
Yeah, like a skateboarder. Like a skateboarder. Yeah. She got up on one tire and she rode the curb down.
She got the combo meter to times four, like, doggy, 180 out.
It was wild. It was fucking wild. Okay. So that's it. And then I just come back in. I'm like, and she's like, oh, it's not bad. It's not, you know. And then she said the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And she was like,
well, I love you, Lewis.
She said, if she was like, well, if the car drives fine, it's just aesthetic. That's not a big deal. I was like, yes, it is a big deal. That's why I bought a nice car. Yeah. So aesthetically, it looks nice.
Just a reminder that you had a bad childhood and you were poor.
I know. I think
what?
I think she did it on purpose.
No, I mean, I think I mean, seriously, like, it's meaningful. I understand it being meaningful.
Speaking of being poor, the only thing I was hearing during the whole story was that your son snitched on your girlfriend. I was like, you got to talk to him about that.
No, you said good fucking goddamn right. He snitched. We have the same blood.
You have to be loyal.
We have the same blood.
I don't know.
Well, you have to be loyal to the person you know, you've known way longer, which is your dad.
True, true. Though, I will say, it doesn't sound like Lewis is bringing a lot to the table. She's the one with all the cookies.
Right, right.
Those cookies were good. The point of all this, I had to go back on keto, because during my feasting hours, I could just down 20 cookies. No
also, is that normal? Dude, I've never heard it called feasting hours before.
Yeah, fast and feast. You fast and you feast.
Oh, okay.
A lot of feasting hours.
Yeah.
If you think of it that way, if you're saying, can't wait for my feasting hours,
yeah, dude,
you know it's going to be a problem. That's not the right diet for me, so I had to go back to keto. But regardless, my Jewish girlfriend, let me point this out.
We know you love the Jews.
My Jewish girlfriend.
You made that clear.
I think she did this on purpose because I think she has a problem with my Audi.
Because it's German?
German engineering.
Is this a real conspiracy you're trying to roll with for this segment?
No.
Okay.
So did she offer to pay for it?
She did. She put the money in my wallet. She went to the. She got cash.
And well, that's nice.
She owes you a rim job.
She snuck it. She snuck it into my wallet because I wouldn't take it. So now that I have it, I'm not giving it back. That'd be crazy. Like, to go through the physical action of handing it back to her would be absolutely wild. But
what a circle of life, though, that now you live with a woman that puts money in your wallet. Yeah,
wow. Well, she has no idea. I mean, she put half the amount of money that it's going to cost to get this thing fixed. It's fucking infuriating.
Okay.
But she did say before I got the Audi, she was like, oh, you know, they were like German, not like, you know, Nazis were involved in the making of that company. And I was like, and I ignored her plight.
And that made, I was like, and that made you more excited to get the Audi?
A Nazi car, you say? I'm not even going to have to alter it and make it a Nazi car like I was planning on.
Lewis just making a pros and cons list.
Audi comes clean about its Nazi past. A historical probe commissioned by the German car maker Audi has revealed that the company's predecessor exploited thousands of slave laborers.
Well, that's rough.
Jews. Under the Nazi dictatorship.
Also gypsies and retards.
Yeah, that is true.
I love the idea that they have to come clean about it. Like, if you were a German company at any point in the past, like, yeah, you were doing Nazi stuff.
Yeah. Companies that were involved with Nazi shit, and see how many of them we use.
Hugo Boss. BMW.
Hugo Boss, really?
Volkswagen.
Hugo Boss did the uniforms.
Ford's the big one.
Well, Volkswagen and Audi have the same bones, I think.
Yeah. Ford's the big one that weirds me out because it's American.
Ford? No way.
Yeah, Henry Ford was a big racist.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the quote? If I asked Americans what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse?
Yeah, something like that.
That's not really him. They just say that it was him?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that the guy hated Jewish people, so redneck Jews are into Chevys.
Who doesn't?
It's true.
Come
on. Everyone's pretty mad about it.
Yeah, we did actually just talk about this on Without a Country. Everyone hates Jews because now it's a completely Jew-hosted show.
Ah, you're both Jewish.
Yeah.
Ah, Shane, did not know you were Jewish. You're a secret Jew like Dave Smith. The Smiths
I am.
Are a tricky bunch. Mm. Ellery, Shane, Dave.
Well,
Jews, what a great podcast that would be. Ellery, Shane, and Dave called Smith Cubed.
Wait, Ellery's a Jew?
Ellery's a Smith.
It's the Smiths.
But I'm saying all Smiths aren't Jews.
Ellery is not Jewish.
I was going to say, I was like, she looks very Gentile to me.
Yeah, Ellery looks like she would fucking eat Jewish people's eyeballs for breakfast. Her family is not happy with the Jews.
Yeah. No.
But I'm okay with it. It makes her cooler. It
reminds you of your mom.
I know, it really does. My mom was very anti-Semitic.
Do you want to hear some of the companies?
Let me hear some of these companies, Shannon.
Bayer, as in like Bayer Aspirin.
Oh, come on, dude. I bet you, let me just say this. I bet you Bayer works better. I bet you.
They produced medical supplies for Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. Nestle.
Also, those medical supplies were used to save some sick Jews, I bet. So why don't we look at the positive?
Right.
Because they wanted to. Do you think that they saved a sick Jew to get in order to gas them?
Oh, like to make them torture them in a different way?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it happened. Sure.
Hell yeah. Go ahead.
Nestle benefited from slave labor.
No.
Was that the cookies you had?
No way.
Nestle
Tollhouse, they really were.
Dude, that's why I'm pro Ovaltine. Wait, Nestle doesn't own Ovaltine, do they?
Oh, this
Ovaltine sounds like a Nazi chocolate milk. Ovaltine!
No way, that's the good chocolate milk.
Yeah.
So you sent her in a Nazi car to go get Nazi cookies, Lewis.
She definitely bought me Nazi cookies in a Nazi car.
Mm.
Nestle.
What's the shape? Nazi. You kept
maybe
saying
she's
Nazi.
One of the traitor Jews. You know, there were Jews that narked on other Jews to the Germans.
Wait, traitor Jews?
Traitor Jews? Oh. I heard the same thing. I was like, yeah. She went to Trader Jews.
Traitor Jews.
That's exclusively where she shops.
You kept saying she fucked up the pattern of the cookies. Were they swastika cookies? What is happening?
I don't know, but the more I'm thinking about it, I'm going to have to look at this. They were Nestle Tollhouse cookies. They were Nazi cookies in a Nazi car. She might have destroyed my car on
purpose. Let's get a hat trick. Shannon, what other companies?
Yeah, you have to go through a closet, make sure it's not Hugo Boss.
By the way, Nestle did take over Ovaltine.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Wow. Damn, Shane.
Nothing is sacred.
Nothing is.
Chase National Bank.
Ooh.
They assisted in the sale of Nazi war bonds to German Americans.
Fuck. Okay.
All right. So I use, so far, how many? I mean, I have used Bayer, but Bayer's like a weird, like, brand. Nobody buys Bayer.
It's not, I mean, not for aspirin.
Do you buy Bayer?
Well, I don't buy aspirin at all. I only buy Advil, which is ibuprofen.
Did your necrophiliacist tell you that?
My necrophilia.
Your necrophiliacist.
No, my endocrinologist has nothing to do with my Advil consumption.
Good. I'm just letting you know. They don't know all. Sometimes you have to fucking go with the gut.
Yeah, no, actually my OBGYN recommended that if you want to know what doctor specifically.
Your obgyn?
How do you...
You have a baby, Lewis. You should know what an OBGYN is.
I don't have a pussy.
You have a child.
I don't have a pussy.
No, he has a snitch.
Snitch snatch.
Yeah. Too late. So, let's see. Hold on.
Also Coca-Cola.
Damn.
Ugh,
hell yeah. But I haven't drank soda since December 31st.
IBM, BMW.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hugo Boss.
Wow.
Ford, Germany, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen Group.
All the good cars.
Yeah.
Swarovski.
You can't even... Oh, the watch company.
That sounds like swastika, to be honest.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, guys. They make better things off of the fucking bones and blood of former Jew slaves. But if you don't use those products, are you sort of not honoring those Jew slaves?
Yeah, it's like not going to see the pyramids.
Yeah.
We also know how they were made.
Slaves. Also Jew slaves.
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
What it sounds like is that we are the craftsmen.
Yeah.
Like we have...
That's why the products are good. Everyone knows Jews do good work.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Jews are fucking no joke at being forced to engineer things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When exactly. The pressure's on, listen, if you have a Jew employee, really fucking...
If you have a Jewish boyfriend, hold a gun to his head while he fingers you. And he'll do it so good. He'll do it incredibly well. Very nimble jeweler's fingers.
That should be a bit, Shane.
Thank you.
That should be a bit. You should be making... That should be the opener of your act.
Just come right up on stage. Hey, everyone, I know you're wondering about how fucked up I look, but what if you had a Jewish boyfriend and you held a gun to his head while he fingered you?
Well, just about the idea that Jews are...
Dun, 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 dun.
They make incredible products under slave labor.
They do.
They do. That's great. That's very funny. That's very funny. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We haven't even done plugs. We're 42 minutes into the show. This has been a fucking just tearing through. Tearing through this fucking shit. Shane Smith, what do you got to plug?
Oh, what the fuck do I have to plug? My podcast, Cowboy Boys, my band, Painted Devils. If you like breakdowns and loud music, there's that. And then twitch.tv/Shadozer. And that's pretty much it. I have no shows coming up. Not until like July.
Corinne?
I'm on social media at Philanthropy Gal. You can check out the upcoming tour dates that I have in the link in my Instagram bio. It's a Linktree link. I have St. Louis, Nashville, Portland, Raleigh, and Kansas City. And then, of course, the Guys We Fucked podcast on Luminary.
Sweet. Zach Amico.
Just follow all my shows on the network. This one, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. And Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings, also here on Gas Digital Network.
All right, you know what's up. I got four shows here on the network as well. Real Ass Podcasts here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Legion of Skanks twice a week. Believe You Me twice a week. And now Gomez Watches Seinfeld, where me and my sister break down another episode of Seinfeld every Monday night right after Legion of Skanks. So support all those shows. Subscribe on iTunes, all those other places you can subscribe as well. Even if you're a Gas Digital subscriber, subscribe there. It always helps out the show. Also, if you guys love the show, you guys can subscribe to Gas Digital Premium. You get access to every single episode of every podcast that I do. All ad-free, uncensored, all in one place. The latest 20 episodes are available on iTunes and everywhere else. You can get everything all in one place. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. That's going to get you a 14-day free trial. That 14-day free trial, by the way, is going away. It's going to only be a 7-day free trial starting next month. So take advantage of it right now. Use that promo code RAP. Live dates coming up this Friday night, March 26th. Myself, Zach Amico, the Fairfield, Connecticut, the warehouse in Fairfield, Connecticut. Shut up. Everyone shut the fuck up.
The warehouse.
The warehouse.
Meet me at the warehouse.
It's a warehouse. Also, you guys can get all of my dates at lewisofskanks.com. Lots of dates coming up. I will be in Boca Raton on the 15th of April with Kurt Metzger, 16th and 17th in Tampa, 18th in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Then me and Zach are going to be back again together in Cleveland, Ohio on April 29th. May 21st, the farm at Carter Hill and Marble, Connecticut. Then June 4th and 5th, the Comedy Works at the Plaza in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lots more dates coming up. The Luis J. Gomez Sucks Tour is coming to a city near you. So make sure you guys grab your tickets when you can. And let me know where you want to see me. I'm going to be fucking out there fucking and sucking. Also, subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Every month I give away a fun prize. Fun prize. I gave away $300 last month. Month before, I gave away a fucking Oculus. Who knows what it's going to be? Who knows? All right. That's it. That's it.
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Hell yeah, Shannon. Hell yeah, Shannon. Jamaica, 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm on.
So you're losing weight so you can impress Jamaicans?
Jamaicans, I'm on.
Okay.
No, I want to fucking feel good on the beach. I just want to fucking feel good on the beach. It's just a good time to want to put a little short goal on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just love the idea of you cutting weight to impress the people at the hotel. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Well, I'm going with my girlfriend, and then my son's mother is also going as well. So
Son going?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. I didn't know what was, yeah, that situation was.
I'm trying to get them into a fight in front of the family.
Ooh.
Nice. Gotta fucking be all jacked in order to make that happen.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Let's see. Anything else? All right, let's play some of these. You know, let's do Paco. Do you have a bit? You have a segment? Paco, jump on mic for a second.
Yeah, I've got a segment.
Well, real quick, just introduce yourself. First of all, Paco was in the Legion of Skanks Winter Olympics and did very, very well. What place did you place in?
I got second place.
Second place.
First loser.
You're the first loser. But you did a great job, and we love the work you've done. You've since been helping out. You've moved to New York. This is something that you really love to do. It's a big deal. Shannon, how do you feel about Paco so far?
Well, what I can say so far is normally by this time in the day, I'll have been annoyed at least four times, and yeah, I haven't been annoyed yet today.
That sounds like a you thing.
No. because it's only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay, so Dylan specifically is the problem. Dylan's
a photographer, too.
Yeah, Paco's an incredible photographer.
He's a buttery smooth voice also.
Yeah, it did sound nice. Mm.
So, okay, so Paco, what is this segment?
This segment is called Who is Racially Aware?
Oh, God. Mm. Thanks, Lewis.
Racially aware.
It sounds way better than Who's Racist.
Okay.
I like it. Thank
Me.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the...
All right, so I'm going to come in real quick.
Oh.
He's going to just point to his face. What am I? Oh, God.
What is this?
This is a nightmare.
So...
This is a nightmare for all
What
of
I've
us.
Done is I have compiled...
Those are all fortunes.
Yeah. basically, it's going to be Lewis and Zach versus Shane and Corinne. And like inside it. Of there is a different, either ambiguous racial slurs or random things.
Oh, God.
And your guys' team is to figure out, is it racist? And if it is, what does it mean?
Okay.
Aren't you so glad to be part of the Guest Digital Network family, Shane?
Struggling already.
Whatever, guys. Grow up. Be a little racist.
Don't worry. I was aware that you two were the guests, so I didn't make it anything that could, you know, destroy your career.
Thank you.
That's really nice.
Super appreciated.
I like that he specifically made the show for people who have careers, because so often people who don't have careers are on.
Well, let me say
you
this
rock, Paco.
Very clearly, Paco. I'm holding that against you. Points have been taken off of your
you
score.
You can't compliment
Paco,
me.
Paco, I put them back on. I put the points back. On.
Yeah, this is, you know, sometimes I want to destroy a career or two. That's what the Real Ass Podcast is. So, all right, so what do? We take a thing out?
Yeah, so we'll have you guys go first so you can show them how it's done. You just take out anything.
Okay.
Guess if it's racist.
As a team. Okay. So you both look at it.
Let's see.
And then you say out what it is on the mic.
What does it say?
And then I save this clip of you saying a racist slur. And use it later.
So it's spelled O-P-P-A-I?
I saw that. Opie?
It's opie.
Opie.
So is that racist?
Opie.
And what is it?
Opie.
It's what I say when I wake up in the morning.
Oh. Opie?
Opie. Opie, 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 opie.
So it could be a slur in a different language is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah, but I tried to keep it
is
more
Is this
like...
all Hawaiian shit? Please,
no,
can you
not.
Stop bringing your culture to the show? It's making me sick.
Opie.
Opie, opie. I think that this is not racist.
Yeah, I'm saying no.
You guys are correct.
Thank you. What is it?
It means breasts in Japanese.
Breasts.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh, good.
Ooh. Okay.
Go ahead, guys. Knock yourselves
all right,
out.
Corinne, pick good. Oh, God. It's just going to be the N-word.
He had trouble with it.
Oh, this one's Mahu. M-A-H-U.
That just sounds like something Hawaiian. It doesn't sound racist.
I mean, maybe I'm projecting... the pronunciation on, I don't know. What do you think?
You could, anything can sound racist if you say it with the right intonation.
Yeah, you're being real fucking Mahu about this challenge right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
They all sound like Hawaiian dishes so far.
It does sound.
I want some
I am hungry.
Opie with Mahu.
I will say the one thing I like about Dylan, that one time he brought us Taco Bell, that was pretty cool.
Well, now guess what?
Maybe it is racist.
New segment, Taco Bell.
Oh!
Let's go!
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It does.
Mahu.
It
sounds like it, like, yeah, when you said it, it had a lot of vitriol in it.
Yeah, but I grew up in a place full of racists, so I'm really good at sounding like that. So
okay.
I could make anything sound like that.
Okay.
Fuck. Mahu. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Correct. It's not.
Yes.
It's Hawaiian pigeon, which means.
I told you a Hawaiian dish.
Yeah. It means either faggot or transgender.
Well, so I mean, faggot is a...
Yeah, but it's not racial.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All the words are just still
There's a caveat. Don't say any of these things.
Let's
wow,
see.
So I was pretty correct, though, when I threw that out. Whoops-a-daisy.
Cunt lock.
That sounds tricky.
Cunt lock?
Cunt lock.
Spelt the way you think. Cunt lock.
Cunt lock.
That's what Lewis puts on his girlfriend before she leaves the house.
That was pretty good, Corinne. I'll give it to you.
I feel like that he's surprised.
What happens when black girls don't take care of their pubes?
I mean, is this racist? A cunt lock? I mean, I think Zach... not only is it racist, but I think Zach nailed it with his description of what it means. Is it a black girl's pubes? Or are they cunt locks?
No. It is a racial slur, but it's referred to a racist white person.
A racist white person?
Uh-oh. A racist white person.
You mean
person
just a white
a
person?
Yeah, deal with that.
When you try to act Puerto Rican, it's really funny.
Yo, I'll be Puerto Rican for the rest of this show, yo.
Oh my God.
Yo, you want to be Puerto Rican?
You showed up Puerto Rican. You're wearing the sweatshirt of a company you don't work for.
This was left in my fucking garage by the guy who did the lighting in my garage or the electricity in my garage. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to wash that.
That is your most dad outfit.
I like it. I like this fucking shirt.
The color looks good.
Yeah. I think it looks fun. I think it's a fun shirt. Anyway, fuck you. Fuck all of you.
All right, let them do. Do you want them to do?
Yeah, do one more. Let's see. This is kind of a fun segment, Paco. Yeah. It's more than Dylan ever brought to the show. I'll say that much.
It's not Dylan's a real cunt lock. Like okay.
There's a whole phrase there.
This is, I know what this one is. Cheese eating surrender monkey.
How do you know what that is?
This is a French person.
Yeah, that's a slur for French people.
Yeah, it's a slur for French people, which isn't even accurate. People just talk shit on the French because they beat everyone's asses so many times.
I get the cheese eating
surrender.
But what's
monkey?
The surrender monkey part?
Because they surrendered Paris in World War II, and people get mad at them for that.
But with the monkey part?
Well, that's just what people say.
Oh.
People monkeys. Have been calling.
You're actually racist. It doesn't mean a brown person.
Oh my God! No, I was just thinking it means an animal, a monkey.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, God.
And I think with that, we have proven Shane is the most racially aware.
Oh! I am very woke. Thank you.
I'm not surprised. Oh, my God. Lewis.
What?
It's Donald Duck.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we get it.
Saying the N-word.
Okay.
In Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Come on!
Are we
is
serious?
That real?
Yes.
Damn.
I brought that to
Dude,
the show.
Donald Duck needs to... Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I appreciate
they cut
it.
Pepe Le Pew out of... Wait, does Donald Duck in Space Jam?
No, Donald Duck's...
Daffy Duck.
It would be Daffy Duck, yeah.
I'm getting my ducks mixed up. There's there's Scrooge McDuck, there's Donald Duck, there's Daffy Duck, those three fucking kids that Scrooge molests.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Did Daffy have any extended family that went on to do anything? Like,
Daisy
Donald's
Duck.
Whole family...
Yeah,
fucking
Daisy.
Crushed it, dude. Well, dude, Donald's got superheroes in his family.
Darkwing.
Oh,
yeah, Darkwing.
Shit, that's right.
I didn't know Darkwing Duck was related to Donald Duck.
The Mighty Duck cartoon characters are in that area, too. Howard the Duck. There's a lot of ducks.
Oh, right.
Aren't they bringing back Mighty Ducks? This is a new thing they're fucking doing. It's like they're constantly taking advantage of the nostalgia of the first generation of people that were addicted to their TVs. So it's like this is why like all of these like you know the Karate Kid thing and fucking now the Mighty Ducks and what other movies have they done recently where they've sort of like relaunched it? There's been a few others.
I mean, Coming to America at the same time.
Yeah, Coming to America. Oh, right. Yeah. It's all like shit from that era, but it's like
nostalgia is very big with millennials.
It really is,
mm-hmm.
And I'm a sucker for it.
I know you like to cry during.
Like I will watch.
Movies.
I watch all of it. I watch Coming to America. I will watch the Mighty Ducks remake.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing with the Mighty Ducks? Shannon, you tell me.
This is an article from TMZ. They said the goalie has been left out of it.
Goldberg?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pro
Did they
wrestler.
Get the girl from 2, though? The one that only blocks one shot the whole movie?
Oh, that's rude.
No, but she's the most important goalie because she stops the one guy, the best guy.
What about the black kid that did the knuckle puck from
is.
D3?
Yeah, that was awesome, dude.
Remember he was from the hood?
Yeah, I remember watching that, and I played hockey as a kid, and I wanted to knuckle puck all the time, but I was so bad.
By the way, the next piece of paper in that cup is knuckle puck.
Hold on.
The shooting has wrapped on a 10-episode TV series.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's TV series. Big J, you're on the Real Ass Podcast.
No. Just came back. Says positive.
Oh, no, you're HIV positive.
Positive. Yeah, no, not even. Skip right over. Full-blown AIDS.
Oh, no. How long do you have to live?
You're saying if I hold back from receiving anal, I could probably stretch to about a year.
Okay, we can get a lot of pre-recorded Legion of Skanks episodes in that time.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, dude, I'm pretty stretched out back there and ready to go.
Oh, my God.
Call me after your show, buddy.
All right, goodbye.
Dude, how great would it be if Jay just keeps being on podcasts after he dies like Biggie? Like, how many did they record?
Okay, sorry. So, it's a TV show.
Yeah, so shooting wrapped for the 10-episode TV series, and it was recently revealed most of the stars of the original Mighty Ducks returned for a reunion episode.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Oh, so it's a new show, but they brought back everybody.
That's what that photo was. I saw Emilio Estevez with all of them, and he's a manlet. I didn't know that.
I thought that was a Photoshop. Yeah, he's fucking tiny as shit, dude. Imagine being a short guy. Like, short. Like, how tall is Emilio Estevez? How tall are you?
6'1".
Yeah, you're tall as fuck.
What? No, you're tall as fuck. You're 6 foot.
I'm 6'1".
Oh, yeah.
Nice hunch.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're tall as fuck. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tall as fuck. You're just tall.
You're fucking tall as fuck.
My dad, is 6'6". That's tall as fuck.
Your dad can lick my fucking balls.
He can't reach. They're too low, Lewis.
How about
that? They're too fucking low. You short little bitch.
I'll fucking destroy your dad in any physical activity. Any physical activity, I'll fucking destroy your dad.
Okay.
Basketball, all the tall shit, dude.
All the tall shit?
I doubt you could destroy him in basketball. He's pretty good.
You think so?
Yeah.
I destroy my son in basketball.
Your son is, what, 8?
Yeah, dude.
But he's kind of dominant. You got to let him know early.
I like that he announced as if it was something to be proud of.
I'm so bad at basketball.
You're mad.
I'm so bad at basketball because we have a hoop in the backyard. So I'm so bad at basketball that, like, I have to play for real. But I kill him, and the hoop's only 8 feet, so I don't put it all the way up because he's short. I mean, he's not short; he's a child, he's a tall child.
Look at this little short bitch in my house.
Oh, he's fucking little as fuck, dude. I don't know. But I fucking destroy. Like, I slam dunk. Like, he thinks I'm so good at basketball.
Guess he's never seen mommy's boyfriend play.
No, dude. I'll tell you right now, he thinks I'm the shit at basketball because I just kick ass on this 8 foot rim. Like, yeah, that's what I do, James. You know, destroy him. He plays around the world, and the one where he's under the hoop, he can't get it, so he just cries. And I'm just like, I go around twice. I do not let up in the slightest.
Nice.
Cool.
I'm just letting you know. I'm fucking destroying any 8-year-old in basketball. He's pretty good.
My dad's older than 8.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Okay. He's 5'7", Emilio Estevez.
Dude, imagine being that short. 5'7 is not even that short, but it's pretty short.
I think also those other guys, weren't they on ice skates? That's why he looked so short.
I know, yeah. But he's still pretty fucking short.
They're on ice skates and they're closer to the camera because they're doing the V.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they need to fucking put him in a different position.
Yeah, that wasn't a good...
Put him on the end of the V. Put him on some ice skates.
Yeah,
that wasn't a good way to position.
Yeah.
So it's like, because we're talking, it's like Fuller House, basically, then. It's a new show where they're just going to bring all the people back.
Yeah, but that's a thing they're doing.
A nostalgia episode.
It sort of makes me angry. I don't like watching it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not fucking playing your game. I'm not stupid. I'm not a monkey. I'm not a fucking nut. Relax, Corinne.
I'm not?
Relax.
I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
If anything, you usually have to defend me from racism. So
that is true.
And I appreciate it.
That's right. I got Corinne's back.
You do.
Does it help?
You oddly do. And also, yes, it doesn't help. So we're okay, both right here.
It's true.
I appreciate it, but it doesn't help.
Yeah, I sometimes stay out of these things. I'm like, nobody wants my...
Yeah, no one wants the Louis Che Gomez stamp of approval.
You don't really need me.
That's not great.
If I get your back, you're in a bad position.
If Louis comes to defend you, you know you've done something dastardly.
Louis is the last line of defense. You know, in the castle, when you get to the very end, and everyone's like, we're going to fucking die, but let's just do it right here. That's Lewis. That's where he's at. Oh, shit, Lewis, you're here to die? Yeah, I'm here to die. Oh, okay.
You just don't want it. You don't. If you find me helping you, just realize, like, it doesn't even matter if you're probably right. Let me say you're probably right, but
all
just...
Right.
You're probably right, but you still made some wrong decisions.
Yeah, you still did something very bad.
You still fucked up somehow. Yep. Like, you didn't play all your cards the way you should have played them.
You got to the right place in the wrong way.
It's a problem, you know? So I try to stay out of it. I try not, you know. But it's so hard. I wake up sometimes and I just see the Ellery Smiths of the world tweeting away.
Being so funny.
Just being hilarious.
Just being comical on Twitter.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah, I couldn't be, I'd kill myself if I was under 5'8". I'd kill myself.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not telling people that are under 5'8 to kill themselves. I'm letting you know what I would personally do if I was under 5'8. Paco, how tall are you? 5'9. Five, see, he just made it.
Powerful 5'9.
But that 5'9 looks like a normal human. It starts getting below that.
Sorry, I tapped Shane's glass.
You should be.
Justin Silver is 5'7.
I know. I'd kill
it's
myself.
Over for him.
If I was Justin Silver, I would fucking kill myself.
Justin Silver, so good looking, though.
By dog. I would cover myself in. Meat. I would cover
See,
myself in meat and have
with
dogs
this, with
eat.
He does
stance.
A version of this on his own.
People are so obsessed with height, and I'd much rather have someone who's like in shape and hot and
fuck
a little
you,
shorter.
Okay.
I didn't say that you
it's
weren't
all
those
I have.
Things, you fucking psychopath.
Listen.
You got so defensive.
So you would be with a guy that's fine.
My boyfriend is that height.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, here we go.
We're specifically offending someone you know.
No, you're not offending. You can go back if you want.
I like how high your voice just got.
If you want receipts, I've many times on the Guys We Fuck podcast talked that I think I'm not like a height elitist. I'm not putting 6 footer over.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3.5".
See, that's okay.
I'm there little. It is. Because you're diminutive. You're tiny.
You're short. So you can
that word felt patronizing.
You can sort of just take the compliment.
No. That's why
tiny
I'm like,
rules.
Why would
tiny
I?
Tiny girls rule.
You're the last person in the Russian nesting doll. You're just teeny tiny.
Yeah.
So you're. But how tall is your boyfriend?
Like 5'7", 5'8".
See, that's
I didn't measure
still
him.
That's
you
know she
you.
Is insecure about his height because the way she's like 5'7", 5'8". Who knows?
I number one, I don't know. I didn't
who knows how tall
I didn't
he is.
Measure him. And
I
then
don't believe that.
Number two, I have a whole joke in my set that I recently wrote about how I think like you're missing a lot of hot guys because you're not dating short guys. He has like huge dick. Abs, nice to me, calls me back. Like these are things short guys do because they're so disrespected.
Yeah,
it's a good move.
Oh, so you're saying people like Lewis and I, who are tall and awesome, shame
Beast.
Short men into treating women well? That's fucked up.
No,
so essentially
no.
We're treating you well.
No,
thank you very much.
Boom.
Fuck yeah, doggy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We're just giant beasts that treat women like
you're
fucking queens.
The shame isn't coming from other men. The shame is actually coming from women.
Oh.
Women are very, very rude about height elitists, and I'm like, well. You know, maybe that because the most important thing to you is height is why you're being treated badly in relationships.
As they
and
should
also,
be.
You know,
if I was a woman
trash,
and
but...
a man that was 5'5" came up to me, I would cackle in his face. I would laugh at him like I was watching fucking right. Dave Chappelle. I really would. I couldn't stop. I would pick him up and I'd hug him.
Give him a little kiss on his
give
forehead.
Give him a kiss on his fucking nose.
I'd put
nose.
Him on my shoulders and walk around. You have a fun sport? You like that up here? And he'd kick his legs. Whee!
I'd bounce him on my knee. I'd be like, come here. Come here, little guy. Let's go.
Do you ever wrestle your boyfriend and pin him down on the bed and just think, I could kill him if I needed to?
I couldn't kill my boyfriend. You guys are upset.
Oh, shit.
So cute.
That's fucking hilarious.
I've dated tall guys. It's just not impressive to me. Again, I think it's
funny. Your boyfriend isn't even small. He's like, he's in shape.
Yeah, he's yoked.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
so,
super in shape.
Yeah. He doesn't, but he's like the cutoff, like in terms of, like, he's right. It would be I would question my womanhood. I would be like,
you
know
mean?
What? I would be like, is he big enough to really please me as a woman?
I'm
from
more,
my perspective.
I've never dated
you're
someone.
Not me.
I'm more manly than everyone I date, so
that
it doesn't
is true.
Matter.
That's
it doesn't geez. Matter.
Yeah.
She's like, I've done it. I can't even dispute it.
No, yeah.
True.
That's
you're pretty fucking doodly.
Yeah. So what does it matter? Height's not going to help anything.
Yeah. No, but your boyfriend is, he's also a manly guy. Mm-hmm. Like his demeanor is of man.
He's a real dude.
Yeah. So that's a little different than the guys we're talking about. It's like a little fucking peanut guy.
Yeah, he's not like a pipsqueak.
No,
yeah.
he's an alpha. He holds the gun to her head during the
hell yeah.
the sex.
As I finger him. Yeah.
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 Dude, guys like to get fingered.
I know.
Dude, fuck it. Dude, I couldn't even fucking imagine being a fucking dude like, and I feel bad. I feel bad for guys that are that small because they have to deal with the comments all the time. I remember there was a guy on Real Life Podcast recently when we did the one from Houston. And
the backflip guy.
The little guy that did a backflip. dude, we're at the end. It was just a fucking funny moment. We're taking like pictures with the people that were in the talent show. And one of the other guys in the talent show just picked up the little guy because he thought it was funny. And this guy literally just kicked his legs. I was like, come on, get off me, man. Get
hey, off me, mister.
Dude, some little people are not to be fucked with, though. I mean, me and my brothers.
They have to learn to be deadly killers in order to deal with life.
It's true. Me and my brothers are all tall guys or big guys. In fact, I think I'm the second smallest of all my brothers. And then the smallest brother. He is much shorter than me.
Kevin
and
Hart.
He's terrifying. Terrifying. I saw him choke someone out with his hand like forwards once. So that's, you shouldn't be able to do that. He just gripped a man's throat and then the man passed out. And I was like, nice. Well, all right.
It's just about hand positioning.
Yeah. It's just, oh yeah, I forgot you're a professional.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, bro.
You're right.
What are you going to do? Yeah. So what's the shortest guy you've ever been with, Corinne? And I'm going to ask Shannon the same question. And we're all going to jerk off,
there was
boys.
Someone a little shorter, maybe I'm like 5'6". Because I got to say, though, the shortest guys are the guys with the best looking faces.
Oh, let me just say this real quick. Okay. It's very funny.
The ones that I've dated personally, Shane. Mm.
I just glanced at the live chat, and it's just people comparing their short little heights.
Wait, they're saying how tall they are?
I think so. I see somebody said 5'5", but I take jujitsu.
Yeah, there you go. No, fuck it up, King. Get in there, dude. As long as you can choke a man forwards, you're good.
Being short and bald are like the things that men really get insecure about.
Robbie Smelly said I'm 5'9", over 7-inch dick.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Robbie Smelly.
Hell yeah, doggy.
What's up?
How much of your height would you give up for more dick? Ooh.
Ooh.
I'd give up an inch of height for an inch of dick.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
You're already tall, though, because you could stay 6 foot.
Six foot and another inch? All I need is another inch. If I had another inch, I'd be fucking laying it down. I'd lay it the fuck down. Like, I'm right on the cusp of good dick.
Right on the cusp of being good at sex. Yeah. Louis so J. Gomez.
Yes. Right there, doggy, because sometimes...
I'm almost good.
I sometimes feel like I'm just slanging that dick, and then... And then I think about it, I was like, no, that's not fucking good dick. That's not what a good dick is. We all know what good dick is. I give up. Would you give up an inch of height for an inch of dick? Zach, yeah, you're also like 7 feet tall. Yeah. Zach, how tall are you?
I'm shorter than you.
I don't know. You're huge. I just see you coming. I'm like, God damn it. Wow.
Oh, dude, so there's a jacked Italian dude that lives directly across the hall from me. And he is constantly gaslighting his girlfriend and screaming at her. Oh, and I got in the elevator with him the other day, and he's dramatically shorter than me. And he was telling his girlfriend he's 6'1".
What?
No way.
And I'm 5'10".
What?
And he goes, yeah, I'm 6'1". And then he looks at me and goes,
510 pounds, by the way.
And he goes, you're a big guy. What are you, like 6'4", 6'5"? I went, I'm 5'10". He goes, that's impossible. I'm 6'1". And he's like a tiny little Italian.
That's impossible.
And then the girlfriend's just like, I could just see years of gaslighting and lies in her eyes.
Oh, my God.
By the way, my employees are in the live chat as well. Bobby Hutch in the live chat said, I would give up an inch to gain an inch of height. What a fucking big dick.
Nice.
I don't even think it's a big dick move. I just think he needs that height.
He does. Well, how tall is Bobby Hutch?
I think he's probably like 5'9".
I would say he's like the normal, is fine. You're fine. If you're 5'9", you can say, look at Shannon. She's like, no, it's not even.
Here's my thing.
Shannon's a savage.
I'm the one that Corinne is talking about.
Yeah, but most women are like that. But I mean, but you're tiny. How tall are you?
5'1".
You're older than me.
And she's still supremacist. Yeah. The thing about height is you could gain an inch of height and like go meet your friends and none of them could notice. If you gain an inch of dick, someone who's seen your dick before will be like, okay, so what the fuck is going on now?
I'm going on, bitch.
Yeah,
I'm going on. I got this fucking massive dick.
If you get an inch, but here's the thing. When you get an inch of length, does the width expand also? You can't just have pencil dick.
You're not having pencil dick.
But if your dick is already good, there's nothing worse than a choke.
Can I trade an inch of height for an inch of width?
Right now, throw my headphones.
An inch of height for an inch of width?
Yeah, I'll trade an inch of my height for an inch of width around my dick just to get a fatter dick.
The height you could do, trade up to 3 inches height or width. You distribute it how you see.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Imagine a genius sitting here. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, I'm going to go width. That's how I would do it.
Really? You want more width?
Yeah.
It's a weird move.
Shane. Really?
Yeah, dude. Well, no,
you're
I feel
a skinny
like,
dick dog?
No, I don't have a skinny dick, but I have my dick is long
he
enough.
Uh-oh.
That's why I was surprised at that choice. I don't think it's necessary or even a good aesthetic move. But
no, I just want to be you. I really want people to be worried when they see it. You know what I mean?
Well, because we are worried when we see a fat hog. We get real worried because we know it's going to hurt going
What's
in.
What's up? You're about to
not have a bad time.
Yeah.
You want people looking at you and be like, oh man, I think it's been making gains.
Yeah. I want a bicep on it. I want people to know.
God,
you know?
Shane.
I want two knuckles on it.
Yeah, exactly. Shane. What the fuck is
I want to be able to crack my dick before I fuck.
Exactly.
All right. This is fucking good. Corinne, you got to leave soon, right?
Yeah.
When do you got to leave?
I don't know. 5 to 10 minutes.
There we go. Good girl.
Okay. That good was out of here. Completely unnecessary.
Creepy. Creepy words.
Completely unnecessary.
I'm turned on.
Yeah. All right.
Who are you texting right now?
I'm setting up my Uber. So that I'm ready to go.
That fast.
Wow.
Paco has a video if you guys want to react at the end.
No. You know what? First, before we do that, I want to play LA Comedian Word Association. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of LA Comedian Word Association. So you guys haven't played this yet. We're going to say an LA comedian.
Okay.
And you have to react. First word that comes to your mind.
You're really, really playing with fire today, Lewis.
What am I playing with fire with?
And also, I like you're like, who are you texting? I was like, oh, this is controlling.
Hell yeah. She likes that, though, to be honest with you.
I know she does.
No,
she does.
I know she does. Why are you both agreeing when
Corinne,
it's completely not true?
Corinne, she's got...
We both know you very well.
She got problems.
Okay. Yeah, she's...
This bitch's problem.
Lewis.
She doesn't have to send her boyfriend for cookies. He makes them in the tray.
Yeah.
I actually did make him cookies, but I made him protein cookies because he would never eat a regular cookie.
He's like, fudge stripes.
Oh, God.
Just make him regular cookies and say they're protein cookies. What? Sabotage him. Fuck up his body.
But
now he can't get anyone else.
Me.
He's trapped with you forever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No. He needs to look hot all the time. If he shows up without like the lines in his abs, like, oh, go back.
Dude, if my girl started getting fat, it would be over. She gained
that
2 pounds.
2 pounds.
2 pounds.
So she's on the edge.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Your
wow,
girlfriend
the danger
is
zone.
Very thin.
She's 104 pounds.
She's very thin.
That's too small.
If she fucking did. Well, if she gained 2 pounds, it would also be extremely noticeable.
True.
Okay.
You know? See? It wasn't that sexist.
Just go on.
It was.
Just go on with this game. It's going to ruin my career.
All right. So let's go. Shannon will say the name of an LA comedian. Maybe we get a little music bed. Why not? Right? Come on, guys. Shannon, I don't want to audibly hear you fucking whine about having to do your job.
It was an as I look.
Your sounds like whines to me.
So I'll give you dead air till I find the music.
Wow.
Nice.
Take that,
Shannon.
You short bitch.
It's also better than umming. Who says
You between every word.
So much.
I'm fucking sick of these people that are like, they point out that I say a lot. Who cares, you fucking faggots?
Yeah, you say I say like, whatever.
Who cares? Then don't listen.
They couldn't do one episode of a podcast, and you podcast for like, what, 10 hours a week, you know?
Yeah, Shannon.
Oh, I was listening. I was pulling up the music. Ready for the first one?
I like, yep. This is actually great music for LA Comedy.
And who's
gonna,
who do you want to start?
I'll say Shane starts.
Okay. Yeah.
First word that comes to mind, Shane, just shoot it out.
Just go around.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
First one is Bobby Lee.
Sex criminal.
What? What? What?
You said first word. It had nothing to do with Bobby.
True.
That's just a word that was locked and loaded and ready to come out.
You know what? Look, you have your opinions and who you have your opinions on.
Do you know him?
I, kind of. Oh. He came to when I was an open micer in Salt Lake City. He once called me and he was like, it's Bobby Lee. And I was like, no, it's not. And he was like, no, it is. Someone gave me your number. I'm going to be doing the club in Salt Lake. And I was like, all right, sure, person who's saying they're Bobby Lee. And he was like, I'm going to do a dance at the end of my set where I take my dick out. Is that okay? And I was like, oh, my God, it's Bobby Lee. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Don't do that. And so then he had to do his striptease with only his boxers.
Yeah, it's illegal to take your dick out in many states, even for performance. People don't know that.
Can't do that in Utah. They fucking are not stoked on dick.
Right.
And that's why he thinks Bobby Lee is a sex criminal.
It makes sense.
Very nice. All right. Good. All right. Let's go, Bobby. Corinne, you're up next.
Okay.
Joe Rogan.
Jacked.
Good job.
I heard short Jack.
I wasn't going to say short.
Surely he's Jack.
Short doesn't bother me. I like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He's been very good to me.
Yes. All right, Zach, you're up next.
Theo Vaughn.
Mullet.
Nice.
Eric Griffin.
Warzone. Me and him are supposed to play Warzone together.
Back to Shane. Whitney Cummings.
Blue hair.
Okay. All right.
And Brody Stevens.
Dead.
Come on, Corinne. Respect.
That's the first thing I think
fucking
of.
Problem.
Fucked it's up. Fucking so
Jesus
sad.
Jesus Christ. Funny. Legend.
Hung.
I think dead.
Oh, my
I
God.
Think dead. I don't, it's hard to think of a comedian who's dead and not think dead.
Happy.
Well, no. I don't think happy.
Mentally well-balanced.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Zach.
Howie Mandel.
Blowing up a condom on his head.
It's not a word, Zach.
OCD.
Yeah, but it's a thought. It's a thought. I feel like it's more about thoughts and less about words.
OCD.
It's about thoughts? You mean the Guys We Fuck podcast?
Yes.
Hell fucking yes.
I'll take it.
The show about thoughts.
We're well into our 30s.
You need your thotties.
Stop.
That works.
Just thotties. Stop.
Lewis, Brendan Schaub.
Comedic genius.
See, two words, but it's good.
It was a thought.
It's not good when everyone laughs.
Brendan Schaub made...
Bring up a photo. He's hilarious.
Brendan Schaub said he had a better body than my brother, so we have to fight him now.
Real funny guy.
You think he's hot?
Not my type at all.
Yeah.
Gonna beat the shit
too
out of
tall.
Him.
Too tall.
No.
All right, thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it. Thank you. I do love that... Love that segment. Love that game. Hell yeah.
It's a good one. Sometimes Sorry, Bobby. My bad, Bobby.
Bobby's the fucking best. I love him.
No, he's a really nice guy. I can't help myself. What can I say?
All right, we got a few minutes left here. Should we do any? We didn't. This is how good of the show has been. We've done none of the segments that were put on the show. Do you want? Oh, let's finish with Paco's last segment.
Yeah.
Paco, this has been a great show so far. We're going to talk to Shannon about how you did today. I know Wednesday we have Irish Joey coming in.
Thank you.
But also, why are you better than Irish Joey?
I feel like I just bring something different from him. I don't want to bash him. I think he's a hardworking producer. But I just think in second chair for this show, I'm funnier.
And give me the worst thing about Irish Joey. It's not trashing him. I'm asking you for there has to be a worst thing about everybody. Maybe the worst thing about fucking Corinne is, her beautiful eyes.
Wait, hold on. Thing. If you and Irish Joey were building a railroad together, which one of you do you think would be doing a better job?
I feel like he would.
Oh, wrong answer.
I don't understand the reference.
Irish and the Asian Americans built the railroad on slave labor. Yeah.
That was a really
racist joke. Yeah.
No, not even a racist joke. I was just a really smart reference.
Oh, thank
Shane's
you.
Extremely knowledgeable.
Nobody was going to get
no He's one the
was
most racially aware.
Yeah.
I am the most racially aware. That's
why
right.
He was perfect for Without a Country.
Thank you, Asian Americans and Irish. The railroad works great.
All right, so what is your last segment?
It's basically the rap vlogs. We haven't figured out what to name it because you hated all the names that I gave you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, wait, this is the first of the rap vlogs. Oh, this isn't even a segment. Oh, I see. Oh, okay, we're just playing it. All right, let's wrap the show then, and then we'll end the show with that.
All right.
Yep. I didn't realize. And then I stopped listening to you halfway through, and I started looking at something, and then I realized what you were saying in the middle of it.
Don't were you Googling worry. The railroad?
I was Googling the railroad.
Okay, there it is.
So thank you guys very much for coming on today's show. Check out Without a Country here on the Gas Digital Network.
That's right.
Very excited to have you guys both on the show. Very happy to have you replace Joe DeRosa.
Yeah.
Joe DeRosa backstabbed all of us.
Exactly.
As you pointed out.
And I'm here to pick up the pieces
as who
and put this
out,
family back Chris. Together.
I'm glad that you're here to do it. You're the real father, the real daddy figure of this family.
We needed
family.
More That's Jews right. on the network. I think we all can agree.
So. I know. Yeah. This is a very Jew-friendly neighborhood we're in. We're trying to fucking get a bank account.
We lost an Arab and gained a Jew.
Yeah, so we love you guys. Thank you guys for watching the Real Ass Podcast. This is the first episode of, what is it called?
I liked Gas Holes. But...
No.
No.
All right. No.
grabbing gas.
So he's doing like a, Paco's been doing like a video blog.
Okay.
Of the behind the scenes. Yeah. A video blog. Behind the scenes here at Gas Digital. I'm not saying you're fucking new. I'm cool.
It's not a new. It's a word that's been around cool for like phrases. 10 years. No, no, no. It's a blog.
It's like people who fucking say,
I'm going to text message you.
I'm going to get a grande latte. It's like, no, it's a medium.
You a text message.
I say medium.
I also say medium at Starbucks. It's obnoxious.
I refuse. I look right in their face. And then they, and then I was like, can I get a medium latte? And they're like, grande? I was like, medium.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And I see who will go back and forth.
And we're both intolerable and petty.
Yeah.
Take all this grande dick.
All right, so yeah, this is Paco. Paco's little project that he's been working on that I really did like. So I'm going to actually watch this right now. But thank you guys very much for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday. Who are the guests?
Mike Cannon and Mike Feeney.
Ah, the Irish Goodbye Podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. All right. See you Wednesday. Peace.
That was fucking great, dude.
I enjoy the male energy. I don't like it when every dude is here. There's a major UFC fight coming up this weekend and people are like sparring in the lounge.
There's only male energy, I guess.
You're trying to knee me in the balls now? What are you, a fucking chick?
Lewis and Harrington spend a lot of time together. It's extreme.
My shoulder's fucked up. I'm gonna start swinging the 3-0.
You start it, and then you fucking bitch out when I fucking finish it. It's crazy.
I'm not finishing anything. You're a little bitch.
All right, all right. You're a little bitch. Are we done? Are we done?
Stop acting like you're holding me.
You
know, we're done.
I'm
fucking literally
you.
Put you on the floor and
okay.
Bully you.
All right. I'm asking. Are we done? Can we fucking stop doing this?
No.
All right.
No, we're not. We're not. How about that? No, we're not. No, we're fucking not. All right. Stop.
You stop.
Are you done?
I'm done. Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done?
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Just kiss already.
What?
Just kiss already.
It's a little weird.
Stop, dog.
Kissing his fucking bloody face. I'm like, you're fucking sick.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm done. That's right, you're done. I'm taking it out.
No, I'm taking it out.
No, you're not.
You're fired, then. You're literally suspended for 1 week. I suspended for 1 week. I promise you, Harrington's not on anything for a week. Yeah, it's gotta move on. And by the way, they will move on by tomorrow. They've moved on. They don't give a shit. As long as, if you don't breathe any air into it, it's troll culture. All those people are, they're just internet trolls. They don't care. They don't watch the show. They're not fans of his. They're never coming to see him live. So why bend the knee to those fucking pussies?
Just 2 more days, right? 2 more days?
That's all, folks.